Zero, Yeah. We listen the Dharma with a good motivation. The good motivation is that the motivation called bodhicitta. The body those translations translated into the enlightenment, and citta they translated into the mind. So there are two words. One word it says mind, and other words it says enlightenment. And it says the mind of enlightenment. That's the mind to reach or to attain the enlightenment. Because why that mind to reach enlightenment, and those the holy gurus and masters says in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. So that is the reason. Therefore, as you remember that our gurus or the master, when they preach or teach the Dharma at the beginning, they make up our motivation or the heart towards the very best positions. Also, as you remember that they told us without the enlightenment, we cannot benefit those dear mother sentient beings. We cannot. If you consider about that, we may think that, I benefit my children, I benefit my friends, relatives, and so on. But that's a different way how to benefit those dear mother sentient beings. That's not so compared from those animal living beings. Also, if you watch to those animal living beings, the dog that cares their baby, the cat that cares the bird, insects, they also helping each other, supporting each other, not just that. So, in order to benefit, to eliminate or purify those sufferings of all the sentient beings, we have to attain a fully enlightenment. So in order to free those dear sentient beings from the lower realms, as you have seen the wheel of cyclic existence, they draw the hell beings, and they also we have seen the preta or hungry ghost and animal living beings. So those are what we call the sentient beings of the lower realms. So how to free them from those realms without the Dharma or the spiritualism? We can free them from the lower realms at least, and then also we have to free them from the cyclic existence as we need happiness, as we don't need the suffering. Those dear mother sentient beings, they also has the same wish or thought like us. They don't want suffering. They always need the happiness, even in the dream. So, therefore, in order to, therefore, in order to free those sentient beings from the samsara and in order to attain their enlightenment, however, we have to attain fully enlightenment. I remember last time I mentioned that the Bodhisattva Maitreya, he said that the complete bodhicitta or the mind of enlightenment has a two part. One part to benefits all the sentient beings, and other part is that wish to attain our final goal or the enlightenment. That is the bodhicitta. Mm-hmm. So bodhicitta is very important because why? The other reason is that the bodhicitta or the mind of enlightenment is very, very important because if we analyze what is the main cause to attain our full enlightenment, then we recognize or understand that the bodhicitta is main cause of that enlightenment. If you don't understand, we may think that read the Dharma textbook of the Acharya Shantideva, and then the oral oral teachings of those our holy master qualified teacher. From their speech, we know that the bodhicitta is the main cause of our highest goal, highest enlightenment, what you call the Buddha. Once the Acharya Shantideva says that the when all the Buddha consider about the what is the best or method to attain enlightenment, and then they recognize and say that bodhicitta is the best method and the best cause and the main cause to attain enlightenment. Therefore, all the Dharma practitioners who more interest upon the bodhicitta, they cherish it very much, as like some parents who have one lovely son or the girl, daughter, only one, and he or she how cherished to that girl or that boy, or when they are in the job or work time, they always remember, oh, what is my child or son doing or the girl doing. And when they feel happy, they are so comfortable. When they are suffering, the parents who love them very much are not happy. They also have the suffering because they cherish too much to their son or the daughter. So that's our general example too. Our general example, what we know, what we see. Sometimes then the children, some parents, they have twins too, the boys or the girls, and then they want to be equal then, and they bought the clothes the same color, maybe white shirt, and then the other the pants like a green pant or black pant, whatever, they acquire same shoes, and then we confuse too, who's the brother, who comes the first from first, who comes from first in this world. So, however, the parents loves them very much. So like that, that's the one example too. So like that, the Buddha and Bodhisattva, they cherish and they take care of us very much. So therefore, it's a reasonable, as the Acharya Shantideva says, if someone is a Bodhisattva, he who has a mind of enlightenment, we can prostrate, we can homage to those Bodhisattva. By the way, last time, yesterday we have done the soap offering here, and some people told me to, this is the, yesterday was the Buddha Shakyamuni's, the first day of the teaching in the Varanasi, Saranath, and they told me about the Four Noble Truths. Maybe I will tell you the Four Noble Truths after, because this time I have to make the foundation to those, the students, or I also have to make my foundation a little bit. So you don't mind, please. Yeah, and so what is the main cause of enlightenment? The main cause of our enlightenment is the bodhicitta. Once time the master says that tamji roma nubale magini guchunwai, checking the milk of Dharma, it comes the butter, That is the bodhicitta. So when you bought some cow milk, and in the ancient time we shake in the one long wooden things, and then shaking it. And then this modern time, I cannot the Westerner how they do. They make the butter very easy and first. However, the process and the method is shaking those milk, and after the essence or the main thing what we need from that milk, the body comes out. So that's the one example. Sometimes I don't know. These people say that California is the golden state. I don't know where is the gold somewhere, right? So we are the pride of golden state from true. When we go to New York when we go to Washington, we may have thought that Washington is Washington, New York is New York. We are from the golden state, right? So, however, at the time, the ancient time, the people like a cowboy and big head, they went to some very forest or jungle where the rivers are there, sands are there. They bring the dirt and then sands from the place, and then they shake it, they checking, and then they bring the essence, the gold, right? And from that gold, they make the different precious jewels. So like that, we do the Dharma practice. We listen to the Dharma many times. We practice the Dharma. So what is the essence of the Dharma? And that's the bodhicitta. So bodhicitta, or the mind of enlightenment, those gurus say that just not sitting on the chair or meditation place, or that is the bodhicitta, mind of enlightenment, not just single-pointed meditation. We have to analyze where it comes from. Then you remember that it comes from somewhere, too. It comes from somewhere. For example, if the Master Atisha, you have listened many times this, he went to Indonesia where he met the Lama Selimpa, and Selimpa gave him the instructions, and after Master Atisha practiced those instructions, and he generates the bodhicitta mind. So before he met the Master Selimpa, his mind is the one ordinary mind too. So for us also, when we didn't match our master, how can we generate the mind of bodhicitta? If you go to a coffee shop, if you go to some other place like a basketball game, football game, there's this blah blah blah, right? This not talking about the bodhicitta. They're different topic of talking. If you go to Hollywood, and then they're talking about the actors and actresses. If you go to the Starbucks coffee, they're talking about the coffees and then drink soft drinks, and dancing. They are talking about belly dance and all. I don't know what. Different types of guns, too. They're talking about these things, but they don't talk about the bodhicitta, right? They don't talk about the bodhicitta. So when you met not like me, when you met a very very qualified Dharma you have already met before, so those master taught you about the bodhicitta, too, and you have heard about the seven causes and the result instructions how to arise the bodhicitta. If I also don't know very detail, just viewpoint. at the beginning, as I give the one example, if there is a twins of one mother, or I don't know, some parents they have three or triple somewhere. So however, twins they have equal to them. So at the beginning they don't have the equal part before the child birth. They don't have equal part. When the child birth, then equal part comes. Equal part comes, and then they're equalizing those children. And also, if you have some sheep, you have many employer, you have to equal to them. So the example of that, our objects to attain enlightenment, those sentient beings, slowly we have to train to equalizing them, all dear sentient beings. And in order to equalize, we have to understand those are our dear mother. At the beginning, I also may be shocking when my master, and then when I listen to the Dharma, you listen to the Dharma, oh, how can be I those sentient beings as a dear or a mother sentient beings? But when we listen again and again, we have more chance to contemplate or thinking upon it. And then when we contemplating and thinking again and again upon that, then it becomes more and more familiar and closer to our mind. And at that time, our mind moves to the state of mental stabilization or the meditation. If we cannot familiarize upon those objects, if we cannot equalize them, if we cannot attain the enlightenment, then the scholars will not tell us. They tell us that if you learn something, it will be familiarized to you, as you remember that Master Shantideva said, there is nothing which cannot familiarize to you. Whatever you learn, you will familiarize it, right? If you at the beginning you can the superstar, maybe Pastor Michael Jackson, and then all the dancers, at the beginning they cannot dance, right? They cannot move well. When they birth from the mother, they cannot move well. They cannot walk. After they learn very much, they dance. And then basket player, they play very well. After they learn it, so if we learn, we can generate the bodhicitta through the method how to arise it. And those old mother sentient beings, those dear sentient beings, are all of them are our mother. We have to understand it. We have to understand it. And then we are thinking about how their kindness to us. Our master remember us and advise us many times about how we depend upon them, but sometimes our mind is very hard, like a rock. If you put one rock in the water, when we take it out, it's the same, very hard. So like that, if we don't practice, we cannot subdue our mind. We have to contemplate, we have to practice, we have to think, read, and then the realizations comes in our mind. So all of them are very kind to us. And you become more and more peace and happy persons. And remember how to repay their kindness, and after that, the loving kindness. And when you develop the loving kindness, you wish to give more happiness to them. When you think and practice about the compassions, and then you may thought that how I will eliminate or dispel, how I will solve the sufferings of the other sentient beings, that time the compassion comes in your mind. That compassion can change into the great compassion, and extraordinary thought and bodhicitta. So these are the methods how to arise the bodhicitta in our mind. So these are regarding about the bodhicitta. I cannot express very well and voice about the bodhicitta like the other masters. And so who we are? Last time I mentioned you who we are. We are the human being. So to the human being, the great scholar master once advised that human existence or our human body is much more than the precious jewel, precious gold. If we compare, if we analyze precious jewel, precious gold, and our body and mind, which is more valuable, which is more precious, then the precious jewel cannot compare to our body and mind. If we, our body and mind can purify those negativities, our body and mind can collect more positive karma. So someone who has a precious jewel, the just precious jewel only, they cannot collect more merits. Precious jewel will give him or the gold, the money, give us only for this life. And but the our body is more than that. So be contemplate about this. One side there is a precious jewel, one side your body and mind. So be thinking, visualize. Introduction yourselves. As the Ajaya Nagarjuna has said many years ago after the Shakyamuni Buddha passed, he introduced us, introduced the human precious body and how its importance. And after that, the Master Tsongkhapa also introduced us. And then this is the only chance what we have found. There's a reason what they said. This is the only chance why it's difficult to find it again and again. As I mentioned last time, that our past life present us this precious human life. And from this precious human life, we have to present all the new precious human life. This precious human life should not give the next life in the lower realms. So three, true. When Master says our previous, there are many previous life of us, our previous life, this life, and our next life. Our previous life is okay, right? It's very kind to us, right? It's very kind to us that present us this precious life. So we have to consider what will give this precious life to the next. If we collected more and more positive karma, if abandon more and more negative karma, then we may relax. As you have listened that the Kadambas Geshe Benkunde, he counting the negative actions and positive actions. When he have collected more positive actions, he rejoice, relax. When he have collect more negative, then he don't relax. He urge to practice more and more dharma. We also concern about that practice. So that's one about the dharma too. So the dharma is a little bit different from the worldly activity and then worldly thought. That's two. The purpose of worldly idea, worldly thought is only to be rich in this life, to be happy in this life. But dharma is not that. Dharma at least to be a good rebirth. And then Nirvana, I don't know at the beginning whether Nirvana, even the words that Sanskrit words in Tibetan, we say the Tharpa, in English it translates in the liberation, right? And then full enlightenment. So when I saw the school race or school running, in the school we have many, when we are young age, we are very happy time in the school, and we are running, throw the javelin, play the basketball, and one gives one example is that sometimes the student, the different houses, to Rose House, Daisy House, maybe Tiger House, I don't know, the different houses, to they are competition each other to running competition, and one running competition called it the relay race, to one, there are three, maybe 50 meter, and there are three students, three young students. They are very energy, they are boy, they are strong, they are maybe 16 or 17 age. These are very, very energetic time, young time. There are three boys, and then these are the Tiger House, and the other house, the Lion House, the students of. And then they are competition each other, right? And these three boys, 50 meter, and they have the one stick, right? This boy runs very fast, and this boy runs equal, and then the competition, they win too. They win the competition. They're passing this stick to the other, and then you to him too. So we three win the competition at that game. And the other one, the loss, because when they're running, he runs very well, and then the between one cannot runs very well, and then he depression, oh, he didn't run very well, so how I can run very well? True. So they lost the game, right? And then other win the game. So that's the one example, like our, the stream of life, the previous life, this life, and next life. So our previous life is okay. Now this is the middle we are. So we have to run very fast, and then give the present to the next reboot, and then to the enlightenment too. So that's the one, the example. So this precious life, when we concern they give the example, there's a lightning in the sky, very dark, it's starting to raining fall, storms comes, and in the midnight, very dark time, once the light comes, where it comes from sky. And we may think that it may remain a little bit long time to see or watching something too, but it will not stay very long time. The flashing, the one of the examples of the Acharya Shandidevas. It says, Jidhar Semu Minatinruna, Rogyu Tiji Ramnatyam Bhadar. Once when very night, dark night, at the moment, very short instance, the light comes from the sky. And then that the example of that for us only. For example, to us, we also come from the different realm of sentient beings, animal realm, hell and Pritha and Google, and then so on through the six realms. Once time, we are here in the form of precious human body and mind of precious human body. And Lama Tsongkhapa also said that this moment is not very long, it's a short. And the next step, you already have the meditate open the lamrim. Or the death is not certain. We don't know when it comes, how quick it will come. We don't know. So thinking and contemplating upon them, and then cease and reduce our worldly actions, worldly activities. When we compare the meaning of this life or the meaning of the other life, for the purpose of the our highest enlightenment, that, then that's more important. And then Lama Tsongkhapa advised us, and he also has done the daytime, nighttime practice very well. Daytime he used the meaningful life, nighttime he used the meaningful life, and then week he used the meaningful week, and month those the Master Tsongkhapa and all the, our spiritual master, those use the very meaningful life up to month, up to year. And then when the date comes, they fast with a very joyful traveling to the Pure Land. So those advice are, so we may think and concern about that. We should not misuse and utilize this human precious body and mind to the wrong directions. Day and night to the benefits way or the good positions, and move this to the week, month, year. Make our Dharma practice more and more strong and strength. So so you know that the causes of precious human body. What is the example of the precious human body? And then next step to the thinking about the impermanence, then our life become and more bright, more and more nicer, more and more progress in, through the practice of Dharma. And then he gives the example of one husk, the rice. Some rice, there are seeds white inside the rice. Some just a husk, just a skin. And it has a no meaning. So our precious human life activity should be like an empty husk. Should be like a rice in it. And you are way more, the Westerners are more intelligent than me, right? When you go to buy something, you try to go to organic place. Yeah, really. One Westerner says, one organic apple is the more better than the five ordinary apple. If you buy one organic apple, this is better than the five one, you told me. And then he always enjoyed to go to buy the fruits and foods from the organic place, right? I don't know, maybe his body is a form of organic form. That's very, very, how to take care of the physical body, that's also important, right? So they give the husk and the good rice, and also the ordinary apple and then organic apple, ordinary milk, organic milk. Maybe my example is not right. Organic milk butter. It's like the bodhicitta, right? today what I with this you try to listen the path to enlightenment, the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, the named by Lama Tsongkhapa. It's a great treatise. It is a many most detail about how to practice the Lam Rim path to enlightenment. Last time I just told you about the traffic jam. Sure. So sometimes there are very traffic jam, and then we bore to read it. When we read the Dharma text, sure. Once we are very interesting to reading, and sometimes we boring, sure. Sometimes interest. So we shouldn't bore to read and practice the Dharma, right? So the path to enlightenment. So. In the path to enlightenment, at the beginning, as you have read before, the great master Tsongkhapa homage to those lineage guru, to the source of Dharma, the original of the Buddha Dharma comes from at this even from the Shakyamuni Buddha. So he homage prostrate to the Shakyamuni Buddha's body, speech, and mind. So, and after that, he prays to the after that, he prays to the Bodhisattva Maitreya or Ajita, and Bodhisattva Manjugosha or the Manjushri. And then he prays and homage to those the philosopher Professor Nagarjuna and the Professor Asanga. And then he prays to the, the Master Atisha, and then he prays to his direct guru or masters who has listened those instructions about the path to enlightenment. So when you drive your car from here to your house, you know which way, which freeway, which street way, you understand. So when you go back, you know where to go. If something wrong, then you have to turn and then go to your direction where you go. So when you come here, you drive correct. You don't have doubt. So if you have doubt, then it disturbs you. Where to go at the beginning? To if I don't know where to go, then if there is a two way, I don't know which one is. I have a doubt. It disturbs us. If we have doubt about the Dharma, then it's like a traffic jam. It disturbs us. So, and one other thing is a complete Dharma is also very important, and the other is the wrong direction is the not good. So, however, the great master, Master Tsongkhapa, prays to Shakyamuni Buddha, prays the Shakyamuni Buddha's body, speech, and mind. He prays to the Bodhisattva Bodhisattva Maitreya and Manjugosha, and so on. I don't repeat. Okay. After that, he promised to compose such a wonderful Dharma text. He promised to write such a wonderful textbook in Tibet, near the monastery of Dongdun Gewe Jungne. Is a one favorite Kadamba master, one favorite, most favorite disciple of the Master Atisha is the Dom Tempa, right? So near the monastery of the Dom Tempa, Guru Lama Tsongkhapa, there's a cave. He written this Dharma textbook there by the request of the his disciple, one called the Rochen Tapcho Pelsang. So in this, he promised there, near the monastery of Dom Tempa, he promised to write this textbook, And after his pledge or his promise, he inspired his students how to listen the path to enlightenment, how to listen the path to enlightenment, what requirements and quality should be we listener. And then he also prepare about the how to listen this prepare how to listen this wonderful dharma, the path to enlightenment. Okay. I don't hit in my dharma, okay? Sometimes maybe you thought sometimes I'm silent, you may thought that, oh, maybe he's hitting his dharma. He don't tell us his secret. Because there's a story, when we have doubt, we have many doubts too. We have many doubts, different type of doubt, yeah. It's very interesting to clarify our doubt from the understanding of the dharma. I have to think too. I have to think to talk with the dharma, right? So the great Tsongkhapa praised the biography of the great master. Master Atisha, who is really one scholar of India, came to Tibet, and he has written the very short and brief biography of the Master Atisha. If you have already written the Lamrim textbook, then you just remember to meditate through your memory, right? So. After that, he praised the quality of the dharma, special the path to enlightenment, and then how to listen proper dharma, how to listen proper, and how to teach and guide the proper to those disciples, those wonderful disciples, those very intelligent disciples, smart disciples, how to guide them, right? You should be careful. The last great master Tsongkhapa says that you should careful to guide those smart students and intelligent students, right? Yeah. And after that, the great Lama Tsongkhapa has written and then starting the real instruction. So as his advice, I have to be careful about to talk the dharma, right? And so the path to enlightenment, then in very short point from the textbook. However, if someone practices this, the text called the path to enlightenment, even from the reading or from the listening, there are a lot of benefits. I cannot express in short time, there are a lot of benefits. At the beginning, before we met our gurus and masters, we are very, very ordinary persons. We are one person. I don't criticize ourselves. It's our situation. It's our situation. Before we begin the master and teacher, we don't understand in the ordinary way. When we are parents' hand, when we are very child, we are very dirty, we cannot clean. Even the small things broken, we cry, the children's situation. And then to the great school, we progress, and college, and candidate. And some people, they become a lawyer, some people, they become a doctor, or some people, they become sanchis. And here, Master Tsongkhapa and then Guru Atishas, they are not going to make us sanchis, right? For the modern society. They are not going to make us the other person. They just teach us how to free from the lower realms. That's one path, the path to the higher realm, the path to the fortunate being. And then they advise and guide to path to the nirvana, which is very important, the three higher trainings, the higher training of moral discipline, the higher training of the concentration, and then the higher training of the wisdom. Those train us in order to attain the nirvana or ultimate happiness. And then there's no need to attain self-liberation. Self is one. All those are the more important. So for those other sentient beings, for our final goal also, we have to generate the bodhicitta in order to drive or walk on the path to highest enlightenment. And therefore, you have listened that the Mahayana Dharma, the Mahayana teaching, advised us always be a good, always be a kind to all the sentient beings, always try to generate bodhicitta. So those advise us to be generated bodhicitta. And what's important is also bodhicitta with the emptiness, the wisdom which realizes emptiness. That's too. Acharya Shandidheva, he said at the beginning, when he, even his very very famous text called the Guide to the Bodhisattva Way of Life, at the beginning he said, I have nothing new, new topic or new speech to say. Whatever Buddha has said already, before his, whatever scholar comes, they have already said then, I don't have any new thing to say you. That's true, I don't have new thing. Those masters comes and invest, and then they challenge very much. They practice very well about Dharma. They have listened, you are many, many Dharmas. So, I don't have new Dharma to speak to you. So just remember you, what you have listened before. So the Mahayana Dharma teaching, the great vehicle Dharma teaching, so it drives us to the highest enlightenment. And so that's the very wonderful, he prays to the Guru Shakyamuni's body, speech and mind. Guru Shakyamuni's, the Buddha body, there you have listened, I just repeat, right? You have listened many times, Dharma Kaya, Sambhoga Kaya, Nirmana Kaya, and then so on. So you have listened before. So the form body, and then the emanation body, and the truth body, the other two truth body. So Buddha, these body, are the body of the Buddha too. So Buddha also adorned with the 32 signs and 80 exemplars, and then his hand is not like our hand. He has a wheel on his hand and foot. That's his quality. And then his fingers are very nice, and his teeth are full, wonderful, shiny teeth, not like me, right? And his eyes also very wonderful, and his speech, Buddha's speech also, it's a very wonderful, excellent speech, yeah, not like the ordinary speech. When we heard the ordinary speech, we bore them, we don't like. But someone who listens to the speech of the Buddha, he fulfills our wish. our wish to free from suffering too. Even in the dream, we don't want to be suffering. Even in the dream, if we have such a bad dream, tomorrow we may ask all the people, oh, what happened to me? I had such a bad dream last night too. And then even sometimes we met a different person, so we may think, oh, I met such a different person. What happened to me? Why I met her? What's my negative karma? We have a doubt and suffering in our mind too. So Buddha's speech is not like that. So therefore it says where it comes from, the Buddha's Bodhi speech and mind. The Buddha's Bodhi comes from the all good causes. You have heard those in the brief, what I have listened many times, the six perfection, right? The perfection of giving. I heard, but my hand not practice sometimes too. maybe if I want to be give $2, then I may give $1 too. If I want to be a $1, I thought the strange person, and I may give us 50 cents, sure. So like that, the practice not easy, but we have to learn those practice. We should not depress, true. We have to learn those practice, the perfection of the generosity and morality. Passions, the perfection of the enthusiasm, the perfection of the concentration, and my final exam is the perfection of wisdom to you. So those six perfections are the brief the causes of the Buddha too. The causes of the Buddha, those six perfections, there are a lot of good causes. If you see the precious garden of the Nagarjuna, and there are the 32 minor marks in that textbook. So read the textbook, and then thinking about when you go to Starbucks coffee, when you go to different the very relaxed place, and then bring your coffee, bring your organic juice, yeah, drink them, and then enjoy and relax, and then thinking about those wonderful ideas, then your mind become more relaxed too. And I hope you have a very wonderful dream then. And then you come here again, and you come to go to the Dharma place again and again to be a wonderful dream. One time, and after that, those dreams will be a real dream. So, the form body, the emanation body, the Buddha in the Agnisheta or Pure Land, where he is, all the surrounded him, is those are the Bodhisattva. And he stay, remain until the sentient beings finish. And he teach all the time about the Mahayana Dharma. So not the disciple, maybe like us too. We are the very ordinary sentient beings. Then those masters taught us the how to free from lower realm, how to free from the samsara. So those bodhisattva, they don't thinking about free self. So they're thinking about others. So they preach all the time the Mahayana Dharma. In the Pure Land, or the Tushita, and the emanation body, the Buddha Shakyamuni comes in this world, and he has done many wonderful deeds. In brief, there are two deeds of the Shakyamuni Buddha. His one part of his life, it seems like an ordinary person. He married with one girl, and he has one son. And after he born his life and cut his hair, and he practiced ascetic practice about the 6 years And after he became a very enlightened person, very glorious person, and after that he taught the Dharma to fulfill our wish. So therefore his speech, it says his speech is fulfilled the real and wonderful wish and desire of us sentient beings. What here the Lama Tsongkhapa has written, that's the truth. And his mind understands all phenomena like one small marble in hand, or one small amla, or the fruit, small like a cherry fruit. Like here, we can see very well too. Like that, Shakyamuni Buddha can see every sentient being what we are doing here too. The Buddha knows what we are doing here. The Buddha knows. We don't know. I don't know your name too. I don't know whose name is your, where you come from. I don't know where you live. Who is your friend? How looks your house? I don't know too. If there is a Shakyamuni Buddha, we can ask where he lives, where she lives, where he lives, and how looks like his house. Shakyamuni Buddha will tell, because he knows everything after he became a scholar, like a professor too. In America, there's a one scientist professor. If there's a very excellent doctor, if he asks one medicine, what is this medicine for? He will say that this medicine for headache. And if you take all the medicine, oh, what is this medicine? This is medicine for stomach. And whatever we have taken, that the professor, he will tell us to. And then belly dance, and then all the dancer, very great dancer, they know. Even they heard the singing, they know how to dance too. They imagine how to dance. Okay. But don't be, but I don't tell this, okay. So maybe you will maybe ask Richard Gere. Richard Gere, okay. So I mean, Shakyamuni Buddha knows everything, whatever, what is your name, where you come from, everything. No, the Shakyamuni Buddhas, and he has done a very wonderful deeds in this world. So, and also not only the understanding, he is a very, very compassionate being. He's a very compassionate being with a loving kindness to all sentient beings. So those are the quality of his heart or the mind. However, I express very short, very brief, the qualities of the Shakyamuni Buddha's body, speech, and mind. So now, as I told before, the time is running. I just remember this precious. Our body is very important to listen the Dharma. Whatever we have listened, we should not forget. Last time I remember, I mentioned you that it should be like listening should be like your heart like a carving in the rock, what you write there too. Importance and the precious human life on the rock is not easy to erase. So in your heart should be like that, not like on the water. If you write a precious human body on the water, it waves very quickly, it lost very quickly. If you write the precious human body is a very important on the dust, it goes very quickly. But it's difficult to lost in the rock. So the advice like that, as the Acharya professor Nagarjuna advised to us, the Dharma should be like that. And delusions and ignorance, not important. Talkings are like a letter on the sands or the water. And I remember I'm just sitting here and talking. Guru Lama Tsongkhapa says that he has practiced daytime, nighttime, week, month, year, and we wish and desire do we follow like him, and then our life become a very, very meaningful life. So before that, I taught you about the importance of the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, and remember again and again about how your kindness of your past guru, how you are right now at this situation. You are different from the others too, because of the kindness of your masters, whoever, His Holiness the Dalai Lamas and all the masters, whoever you, their kindness and guide you, you know. So, however, the time runs quickly, it's 10 minutes now, then we're going to be dedicate, how to dedicate. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and whatever the Dharma Masters, they may remain very long life. All dear Mother Sentient Beings, be always with peace, happiness, never be starvation, never feel sickness or illness. As you at the beginning, okay, and in short, you may free from those two obscurations, the obscurations of the delusions and then obscurations to the omniscience. We may attain our highest enlightenment very short moment and very quickly. Open your dedication book. Or first we pray this. Right? First we pray this, please. One start in English. I do my in Tibetan, okay. We start in English and then Vietnamese. Okay, dedication. Oh, Vietnamese? Oh no.
Vietnamese.
Long life. Yeah, with quick vision. Okay. Indications.
Okay, thank you.